All right. Good evening, everyone. So to continue a little bit in the halachos concerning the Seder, so in Simen Kuf Yud Tes, Sif Hey, the Kitzer continues with the process of Boel HaSeder. He writes, Achar Kach, Roch Tzin Yedein, afterwards. Now, of course, again, remember last night we were speaking a little bit about Rachza, we were speaking a little bit about Manashtana Magid, and then of course we now find ourselves in the section of Motzi Matzah, of Hamotzi. So afterwards we go ahead and we wash our hands, Mevarech Al Netilas Yadayim, we make the Brach of Al Netilas Yadayim, or Mevarech Hamotzi Al Hamatzos, and we make the Brach of Hamotzi on the Matzah. Ulefisha B'Yom Tov Tzarech L'Tzash Teki Karo Shlemos, but because on Yom Tov there's a din of Lecha Mishnah, that is actually Tosas in Maseches Beah, actually Kotzi Machlokes, as to whether or not there's a concept of Lecha Mishnah, of the two loaves on Yom Tov. Everyone agrees that there's a concept on Shabbos, because it was a double portion of man that fell on Erev Shabbos, so it's to symbolize the double portion of man. We have two loaves. Tosas quotes different opinions as to whether or not before Yom Tov there was a concept of Lecha Mishnah or not. But nevertheless, our custom is still our approach, is to have Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov as well. So therefore, says the Kitzer, one has to use two whole loaves, two whole matzahs. On the other hand, umitzas achilas matzah himina prusas. We have a little bit of a conflicting tug of war here. On one hand, so for hamotzi, we require two complete matzahs. On the other hand, in order to highlight the identity of matzah of lechem only as the bread of affliction, we dafka want to use a piece of a matzah. Remember, again, going back by yachatz, we take the middle matzah, we break it into two, put the larger half aside for the afikoman. Lefisha matzah nekreis lechem oni, v'daksha prusa alkein. So again, remember, when I uncover the matzos by motzi matzah, I have three matzos. The top one is whole, the bottom one is whole, and the middle one is the half. Therefore, says the Kitzur, what's the appropriate process? Alkin b'shoshu mevarech hamotzi, oches shtei hamatzos hashlemos biyadov, v'aprusa b'nehen, u'mevarech hamotzi. So the halach is, when I make the brach of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, I'm holding all three matzos. The two top whole ones and the middle broken one. Afterwards, after I make hamotzi, I then put down the bottom matzah, the bottom whole matzah, and I go ahead, I hold on to the upper whole matzah, the middle broken matzah, umevarich al achilas matzah. And then at that point in time, I make the bracha of al achilas matzah. So fascinating distinction. For the bracha of hamotzi, which is a din in Yom Tov, so I have to have lechem mishnah. Therefore, I have to be holding the two whole matzahs, and I'm not going to really put down the middle matzah as well. But for the mitzvah, for the bracha of al achilas matzah, which is for the mitzvah of matzah, that dafka is supposed to be made on the prusa, and only the partial matzah. Therefore, I put down the bottom lower matzah, the whole matzah, and make al achilas matzah on the top whole one and the broken middle one. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Ratzchesh Baruch Lezakov says, Yisrael Fichach, Heber Lahem Tumitzah Shneemar, Adonech Beitz Matzidko, Yagdot Rabbi Adir.